Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Highest grade for week 5, quarterbacks. Michael Penix, second behind Drake May with an 87.8.
Go outside, nerd.
8. Better than Dak Prescott, better than Jordan Love, better than Matthew Stafford, better than C.J. Stroud. This is a heck of a bounce back. Mike, what's going on with the text line?
I'm reading these comments from these negative Nellies. Guys, we don't apologize for a win. We've got Elijah Wilkinson starting with Mooney's banged up. We're not our full cover. We didn't have A.J. Terrell in this game. The guy says, he was freaking Mariota. Why are we on such a high horse? Well, we executed. Okay, yeah, I don't like the last score in the fourth that made it closer than it should have been. Coach Terry, this game was too close. Falcons should have won more convincingly, considering Washington didn't have Daniels or McLaurin. Okay. But again, it's a football game. They have other athletes. We won it. We made some amazing plays on defense. We made, maybe, as we said, could have had a pick for Divine Diablo. I don't like them converting that fourth down. I don't like the fact that it got back to being a one-possession game. But this is a team that was absolutely humiliated last week. We came back, and Carl just gave the numbers. A quarterback threw for 300. Bijan goes for 170. Drake has a friggin' monster day. 25 points in most fantasy formats. I'll take it. We had 2 sacks.
Yeah,
did you expect us to completely whitewash the Commanders? I wasn't expecting that.
You know, I'm with you. Listen, was the game, because you didn't win more convincingly, that's a weak sauce comment. I really believe that. Guys, do you see how hard it is in this NFL to win these games on Sundays? Are you watching around the league? Like the Eagles looked like they were going to blow Tampa Bay out, and then all of a sudden Tampa Bay came back yesterday. If it wasn't for a Baker Mayfield throw, he should have never thrown it. He throws interception late. Like, it is one or two plays. And so when we talk about convincingly, when we beat a team like the Carolina Panthers beat us 30-0, Mike, is that how you expect every game to be? It's just not going to be that way. I'm with you. Everything that we thought about this offense needed to be answered. It was. So from that standpoint alone, I feel really good about this. The Mariota thing was a sidebar. If that was going to play out that way, it would have just been, Mike, you know, more salt in the wound if the Commanders would have been able to pull one out.
I mentioned, you know, walking into Mercedes-Benz, you know, and talking to a bunch of listeners, and we're all kind of like, I said, yeah, please don't let Mariota, because that was, after what just happened in Charlotte, that was kind of the expectation level. You know, Todd and Angelina were the folks, by the way. Give them a shout out. Big listeners as we're going through security. And by the way, it's so easy to get in and out of the stadium.
It is.
You know what I mean? Other stadiums, not so easy. If, you know, even Georgia fans had to deal with some of that this week. But guys, this was a win. We're 2-2. Not the 2-2 we expected. I thought we'd go 1-1 in our 2 divisional games. No one expected that Carolina game. I think a lot of folks expected us to lose to the Commanders. So yes, we were gifted the fact they weren't at full strength, but we talked about our injuries. A.J. Terrell wasn't available. Now, the good news is the bye week, which we didn't like coming early, hopefully gets A.J. healthy for Buffalo.
Yeah, and maybe it plays into our favor to kind of make the adjustments that need to be made, Mike, through 4 weeks of the season, and you know kind of where your soft spots are. You know where your weakness is. Guys, one of those weaknesses is special teams. They got to tighten that up. It has been a problem for the last 3 weeks, to be quite honest with you. That goes back to the Vikings game. You saw it rear its ugly head in the Carolina game, even though we made tons of mistakes. And then to give up 199 return yards, that's a problem. So they got to get some things fixed. But Coach Terry, appreciate the comment. Find Mike at Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, follow the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929, and follow this radio station at 929 The Game. I want to win every game in convincing fashion, but it's hard in the NFL to do that, man. And that's why the fourth quarter and closing games, Mike, and learning how to win games. Do we realize yesterday, the biggest thing to me, and I think maybe it's not talked about enough, Mike. The end of the game drive to drain the clock. If we would have did that in 2016, we have a Super Bowl.
And everything changes.
I'm being serious.
It's true.
Yesterday, it was, we've got the ball, 8 minutes to play, the game is done. We're not giving you a chance to do anything else. And we meticulously ran down the field, right, left, right, left, took our time with the play clock.
Run, 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 pass, run, run, pass, run, run. What's the phrase? Salt one away?
That's it. What they did. Those are the things you want to see. Those are things that you say, how do you learn to win in this league where games are so close? Why do you think the Vegas has all these games 3, 3.5, 2, 2.5? Like yesterday, you see a game, I think it was the one of the games that we were talking about. Maybe it was the Jags or something. They were like 14-point underdogs. And you're like, what are you talking about? It's hard, man. So I feel like that yesterday sent a big message, not only to us, but others around the league that, hey, we didn't play well the week before. We're going to be fine, and we got a team that can win a lot of games here. 404-726-0929. Appreciate the comments. Hit us up. Let us know what you think. Let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
New York Giants have a quarterback, Mike. This kid looked really good.
By the way, listen to this BS. You know our good friend Alexahente,
yes,
who's a Delta guy, that knee surgery. He's one of our loyal listeners. We've known him for years. We've broken bread up there. We do the shows at Hooters in Buford. So last minute, my buddy Dave's got a ticket, extra ticket for our section. I call Alex. Alex, man, I got an extra ticket for Falcons, man. Dave lives up in Buford. He'll pick you up. No, man, I got to watch the Giants. I'm like, what? Oh, Jackson Dart era begins. I'm like, you can DVR the what? But anyway, they did get the win. Jackson Dart looked really good.
Yeah, I did.
And you beat the Chargers. But unfortunately, like anything else with the Giants, is a black cloud. And that, of course, is Malik Nabers done for the season.
Yeah, I mean, you win one and you lose another. Look, I don't have the Giants going to the playoffs, but they need to figure out if they got a quarterback. And I think yesterday was a nice starting point. Here's Jackson Dart. He ran the ball effectively yesterday, but he commanded the offense, man. Here he is with the touchdown.
Scataboo the back. Dart, design run. Up the middle he goes, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants! Jackson Dart! Not a quarterback drop from 15 yards out in his first start. Gives the Giants the lead.
He could do that at Ole Miss, and he's showing he'd do it. Right. In the NFL.
And, of course, you know, being New York and even it's supposed to be the number one media market, lazy articles, just like Eli, the old misconnect. There's synergy, Carl, and symmetry. It's in the stars. Okay. Like I like Jackson Dart, too. I just, as I said to you last week on the show, I mean, with all due respect to Russell Wilson, everybody up there is like, let's go. Get the kid in there. He's not going to learn anything. On the bench, let's go.
Yeah, man. Rams defeat the Colts 27-20. Colts' first loss of the season. They shouldn't have lost. Why? Adonai Mitchell. Now, Georgia fans, you remember him. He transferred to Texas. Yeah. He's in the league now. And what are you doing, Adonai Mitchell?
Catch, A.D. Mitchell. There he goes, inside the 30. Down the far side, like 10. 5, touchdown! A.D. Mitchell, his first career touchdown in the NFL. Hold on just a moment. The officials talking to one another at the goal line. The play happened furthest away from us as A.D. Mitchell had a great adjustment on the ball and then streaked down the far sideline, made it in front of Emmanuel Forbes Jr.
He bobbled the ball at the end, Matt. He switched the ball in his hands right at the goal line. It looks like he may have fumbled it before he crossed the goal line, which would give the Rams the ball on the 20-yard line.
The ball was loose.
I mean, that's just like the Jonathan Taylor play last year in Denver.
Yeah.
Same exact thing.
I mean, deja vu all over again.
Get into the end zone first. Then do whatever you want.
I mean, what are you going to do, man? You do the funky chicken? Is that what you're saying? I mean, I don't get – this is the stuff that makes – this is not like Deshaun Jackson today. He did like the flip and left the ball at the goal line. Remember years ago? Remember that one day?
Yep.
But this one, it's like, you got to be kidding me. Bad beat for my neighbor, Dennis. Dennis the downer with the black lab?
Yeah.
This is the guy, if he owned a funeral parlor, nobody would die when it comes to his picks. That play cost him his parlay, by the way.
It was brutal. And again, Colts should have been in this game. They probably should have won it with that, but didn't play out that way. Meanwhile, Mike, you mentioned Leon Cohen, who's the head coach of the Jags, had a heated interaction with Robert Saleh. For those who missed this, we didn't talk a lot about it on the show last week, but Saleh basically accused them of sign stealing. And that didn't go over well.
And after the game, they sort of jawn. And apparently Saleh and a lot of cussing. And it's funny because any player that was asked by either team, they didn't want any of that smoke. It's between them. I don't know what's going on there. But Saleh, and the question now begs, was Liam Cohen doing this kind of stuff when he was with the Bucks? Was this, you know, and that's something, I don't know if Todd Bowles has asked that question, but in Jacksonville, apparently Saleh has, at least in his mind, good information that they are legally, because you can try to do it. It's one thing when you do the level of video surveillance the Patriots did years ago in Spygate, where you get yourself in trouble with the league.
Or Michigan.
Right, exactly.
You know, that what was going on there.
Connor Stallions.
Yeah, here's what Cohen said after the game.
You and Saleh at the end of the game.
It was not a big deal. You know, just keep that between us.
one more on that one.
No, I'm going to keep that between us. Just going to keep that between us right now. That's it.
It sounds like a guy who's definitely cheating and aware that somebody's called him on it.
I'm going to keep that between us. Look, the footage is out there. And somebody, by the way, had a microphone. I mean, if you got video now, you got a microphone.
Now, we can't play it, but Liam Cohen's been, keep my name out your mouth. He literally is screaming this. You can watch it. There's a couple of websites that have, keep your name out my mouth. And that return fire from Robert Saleh was, I will blank your world up.
As he was following him.
Literally, keep my name out your mouth. I will blank your world up, man. And Saleh, I think, and the joke today was there's a picture of Saleh on the golf course a couple years ago. And of course, he's like 5% body fat.
It's big.
He's one of those, you know, defensive coaches who could probably play line.
Yep.
And yeah, people are feeling that he would basically rip Liam Cohen in half.
Yeah, that's an interesting situation.
I will blank your world up.
I was kind of hoping they might resolve it right there on the field just for our, you know, interest, but it didn't play out that way. It's Dukes and Bell. 4th and 1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com.
According to lip readers and other folks with audio, Saleh, I was trying to compliment your blank. I will blank your world up. You don't want to blank with me. I will blank it and your blanking life.
Okay.
Wow.
No wonder Cohen was going in a different direction than because he was not walking towards
nothing.
You.
Nothing happened. Keep it between us. Keep it between us.
Yeah, because there were players out there and stuff. Interesting moment. You know what else was interesting? Don't count these Chiefs out, man. Patrick Mahomes looked like Patrick Mahomes yesterday in a 37-13 mm-hmm. beatdown. Was that the final score? Actually, it was 37-20 was the final score as they beat the Ravens.
Ravens DC, Zach Orr, getting a lot of heat right now. That's the worst Ravens defense in years.
No doubt. Here's Mahomes, guys. He went to Hollywood Brown not only in the third quarter, but he went to him a bunch yesterday.
Up on the football quickly is Patrick Mahomes under center. Worthy's in the backfield. They're going to roll to the right side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now Mahomes throws for the end zone caught. Touchdown, Kansas City. Marquise Brown, Hollywood, goes all the way across the formation on 4th and 1 for a 15-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes has 4 TD passes into the land of the sweet nectar.
He looked good, man. And the Chiefs, Mike, all of a sudden now, look at their record.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.